So is LARPing the same as like dressing up like an Easter bunny and hopping through the park?
I think it just describes the activity. So you can have Star Wars LARPing, you can have medieval, you can have anything.
So would the Easter bunny be described as a LARPer?
Well, no, because the Easter bunny's real.
Well, I know, but
he's a 6-foot magic bunny. He's not dressing up or faking
anything. Can't be everywhere. So it's just like Santa's elves, right? So
Santa, you've got a LARPer?
No, not the real Santa.
The key is the RP.
The mall of Santa. LARP
role playing. Those two people or beings you're referring to are not role playing. They're the real deal.
I understand, of course. But obviously, if we've got 1,700 extravaganzas going on in the United States, he cannot be everywhere. So you have
live. So you're saying live the system here.
Action.
There may be other Santas or Easter bunnies.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if you can call dressing up as a holiday character LARPing. No, not quite.
I'm going to do it. Close, but no. But no cigar.
The Easter Bunny will be where?
Where is it going to be?
I don't know. He was all over last weekend. Hope you guys went out and had some Easter fun.
Jessica, you went out and braved the
PB. Yeah, which one of 10 of Easter events did you go to?
I did extravaganza.
You have an amazing video from that.
It's intense. It's a lot.
What I've seen is it's just like it's a kid fest. It's a child onslaught. If you're not comfortable around being small humans, that's not the place to be.
No.
You know, could you imagine if they would clean their room that fast?
Tell them you had Easter eggs
in their
room.
There's candy. There's candy everywhere.
For the next 3 weeks. Oh, I heard a great, I don't even know who this, so I might be outing someone. I hope they don't hear this.
Okay.
My girlfriend told me the story that they're going on a cruise or on a vacation somewhere where the girl is, I think they're going to Disney World where you have to be 5 years old to ride certain things, or you have to be 5 years old to get in somewhere. So rather than try to get the kid to lie, they threw her a fake fifth birthday party before they went. So she's fully convinced she's 5 years old.
You gave me goosebumps right now. Like,
isn't that so smart?
No,
I think it's brilliant.
I love it.
And then you come back and just say, give him a fake reverse birthday party. We're out, you're four again. But you get to lie into the kid's brain, not the person's brain.
Okay, that's so great. One time we went to a buffet and kids 12 and under eat free, but my daughter was turning 13.
And she wants to brag about
it. She wants to brag about it. And she wasn't 13 yet. Yeah. And I was like, how old are you, sweetie? Yeah. 13. Like, no, you're not.
No.
And the lady looks at me like I'm a scumbag. And
so
I'm
if
like,
you're trying
no,
to go the other direction and convince them of being older, I guess you can just go straight in
kids
and
accept are dumb.
The kid.
Kids are so dumb. At 4 years old, you could tell, today's your birthday. Nice. Excellent. Well,
all right, no more goofing
Friday,
around.
This Friday, March 29th through Sunday, March 31st, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at In the Game in Prescott Valley. Kids 12 and under choose one egg from the basket. Each egg is a winner, and one magical egg contains a $50 play card. Nice. For more information, visit In the Game.
Finding $50 as a kid is like finding $1 million.
Can you imagine?
That's pretty sick.
And they've got cool games over there. Yeah. I have not seen Miss Pac-Man though.
Hmm.
That's a little.
Have you seen Rory? Do you think Rory and the Easter Bunny are going to like fight?
Is cage Rory
a mascot cage match as part of their Easter event?
Yeah, I'd go.
Probably not.
I would go.
Probably not. In the Game does not endorse violence. All of our mascots get along.
So if you're over watching the kids terrorize Easter eggs.
Because last weekend was Easter. This crazy. Weekend is the real Easter.
It's the real Easter.
I'm going to be over Easter by next
but
weekend.
But the real Easter now has a doggy Easter egg hunt. I'm in for this.
Oh, dog Easter egg hunt. That's the only version of Easter I'm still okay with.
Right. So Saturday, March 30th from 11 to 3 at the Canine Synergy in Prescott. That's out at the Corsair, the air park out there. An Easter egg hunt designed just for your four-legged companions with treats, training coupons available. Make sure to bring your pup's favorite leash and collar and come dressed for outdoor fun.
Nice.
We got
one more extravaganza. Did you realize that? We have another extravaganza that Prescott Valley's was last weekend. It was great. I'm sure it was awesome.
However, this one is on the actual day of
Easter. Yeah, this one is
Easter.
On Easter. It makes sense. And it's at the zoo, Heritage Park Zoo, Sunday, March 31st, the real Easter, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Prescott. Special Easter treats for the animals, fun photo spots, prizes for egg spurts who complete the zoo-wide egg hunt.
I
so
love
you get
that.
A zoo-wide egg hunt, and you get to give the animals cool Easter treats. So that sounds like a pretty okay way still to spend Easter.
So once Sunday hits, that means we're officially in spring, no more winter. I'm excited, right?
That's it. I mean, if Sunday's the 31st, that means Monday's April Fool's Day. So watch out for anyone trying to pull your leg on Monday morning. It's
fake. I'm going to bring brownies to the office. Brownies, get it? Like the paper. Brownies.
That's a visual joke, and we're on a podcast.
We don't give her a microphone, Wilson.
This is why I don't talk, Wilson.
No, you're so great, Jessica. Thank you so much for working on the notes every week. You hold my drive together.
However,
shout out to our producer,
if
Jessica.
If you might be looking for a new job, Prescott job
however,
fair. However, I want to let you know that April 3rd.
The Prescott job fair is on April 3rd, just in case you don't feel like you're doing a great job, Jessica.
At the Yavapai College and Regional Economic Development Center, they're hosting the Prescott Job Fair at Yavapai College, Prescott Campus on Wednesday, April 3rd from 3:30 to 6. Attendees can learn the latest information about careers, apply for part-time, full-time, temporary, and seasonal jobs, and meet the representatives from local businesses. To see a full list of employers in attendance, visit ycredc.com/events.
So just to reiterate, Jessica, you can apply for part-time, full-time, temporary, or seasonal jobs at this event. So it really is a one-stop shop for someone just like you.
Someone, I mean, not so, you, but
not
anybody
you,
who may
just in general
need to.
Yeah.
Or Bradshaw Mountain Theatrical Troupe presents Almost Maine on April 4th through 6th at 7 p.m. located at Prescott Valley Glassford's Middle School Auditorium. The show follows a beautiful display of love in its various stages under the gorgeous northern lights, taking place in the farthest northern town in Maine called Almost. Tickets are sold at the door with cash or card for $15, or pre-sale tickets are available.
That sounds fun. You're going to try out your thespian
skills.
Chops. Yeah, nice.
It's my other daughter.
Further into April, you have a cool opportunity to come out and meet our firefighters and do something fun with them. Prescott Valley PD to host Badges and Bobbers. Annual Badges and Bobbers fishing event on April 20th from 8 a.m. to noon at Fane Park in Prescott Valley. You can meet and fish with our firemen from Central AZ Fire and Medical, Prescott Valley Police Officers, Arizona Game and Fish Officers, and Yavapai County Sheriff's Officers or Deputies. Arizona Game and Fish is waiving the fishing license for this morning, so you don't need a fishing license. You can just come out, have fun with our first responders and our protectors from the community, and just hang out with them at the park. Go fishing. That sounds amazing. If you don't have a fishing pole, poles and bait will be provided. So really, truly, there's no reason you can't come out to this thing. Bring your kids. Very cool community outreach thing hosted by Prescott Valley PD.
I think it's always good when you're raising kids to have them be comfortable around police officers. And
oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes they're scary to them. And this
not
is
only
a good
that,
way.
But everyone in a uniform, right? You're going to have firefighters mm-hmm. here. You're going to have game and fish. Arizona is a big wildland state, so kids need to know to respect those guys. Those
absolutely.
Aren't just some dude in a truck. That's the real guy there. So, yeah, April 20th, 8 a.m. to noon at Fane Park, Badges and Bobbers.
Jessica, what's going on at the Blue Moon Saloon? God. Let me start that again.
Hold on, I'm fixing my resume. Hold on.
I like the silence.
Get tickets to the Blue Moon Saloon at the world's oldest rodeo. Ticket reservations for the roundup at the Blue Moon Saloon, the deck just above the main rodeo contestant arena entryway, will be available Friday, March 22nd.
All right, that's it. Watch out for those roundabouts. See you later.
See ya. This is why you need to read what you write down, because then I'm like, PFD. And I'm like, is that Prescott Frontier
Day?
Not
to validate any shade that you get, but is yeah. reading your own notes easy? Are you having a good time?
Okay. You want me to throw it back over to you?
Hold on.
The Blue Moon Saloon sounds like an awesome place to watch the rodeo. It's like they're... I don't know if you've been there, but it's at that, let's see, west end of the arena. You get to watch everyone come out. You get to see all the action. You get to see everyone prepping right there for their rides. Pretty
and
cool spot.
PFD honors previous customers first. So if you were a customer last year, you'll have an opportunity to reserve your tickets 1 week earlier than everyone else.
Nice.
So reserve your spot by emailing, is it Sherry?
I think so. C-H-E-R-Y-E. At worldsoldestrodeo.com, or just head to worldsoldestrodeo.com and submit a contact form. Get in touch with them that way.
That's perfect. Well, how about from rodeo grounds to the airport? Richard Kreider was named Prescott Regional Airport Director. City of Prescott has named Richard Kreider the airport director overseeing the operations of Prescott Regional Airport. Mr. Kreider comes to Prescott from San Antonio, Texas, where he served as Executive Vice President for Airport, Railport, and Military Relations at Port San Antonio. He was the executive agent for Kelly Field, has a Bachelor's of Science degree in aviation. Sounds like we picked a good one for this one.
This bottom one uses his name as Rick, so I'm going to go ahead and just call him Rick.
Let's call him Rick.
Rick is an accredited airport executive and first vice chair of the American Association of Airport Executives. So this sounds like this is a big gun being brought in to run the Prescott Airport, which is very cool.
Once they get a direct flight to Vegas, I'm in.
Oh, yeah. I've literally thought about Denver has always been at the top of my list of places to move because I have a lot of family here. And the fact that I could catch a direct flight from Prescott to Denver is very enticing.
Yeah.
So I would, yeah, I'm very excited. Any expansion that happens at the airport, awesome for our town.
Yavapai Regional Transit expands service to Prescott.
Sorry, that's Yavaline.
Yavaline
Regional Transit.
They are coming to Prescott.
Sorry, they're expanding in Prescott. YAV, Yavaline Regional Transit System, the YAV, has added new service area to include a portion of the city of Prescott, providing a new public transportation option for local residents. Public transit in Prescott, that is an oxymoron to me. I didn't even know that that was a thing.
Yeah, So
any expansion is a good thing because more we can get people moving around without our roads getting busy. That's fantastic.
Well, and parking, you can't go anywhere. Right.
This is awesome. The new Prescott service area includes downtown Prescott, Dignity Health, YRMC, medical offices, places of higher education, the Northern Arizona VA, and several shopping centers. The service boundaries are roughly Iron Springs Road to the west, 69 and 89 Interchange to the east, Gale Gardner Way to the north, and then Copper Basin Road to the south. So those are your boundary areas, but it sounds like the Yavline Regional Transit System is actually going to be a great service to the town. So I'm not sure if this is something that exists already and is expanding or new to Prescott, but I'm super interested to learn more about that.
I have to go to signalsaz.com and check
Hopefully
it out.
Hopefully that comes in handy when we start getting into the summer, you know, with Pure Imagination, with the rodeo, with Whiskey Off-Road, with all these things
with
going on
every
in town. The more parking transit we have, the better.
So it's already a thing in Prescott Valley. So they're just bringing it to Prescott because it's doing so well in Prescott Valley.
Sweet. So this is something that's already out here in PV and coming to Prescott. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's got handicap accessible. So if you've got a wheelchair or anything like that, they can totally help you with that. And it's got an app that you just go on your phone and you can schedule this van to come pick you up.
So it's not like stand on the corner and wait for it to stop.
No. It's almost taxi. Oh, think sweet. Of taxi service.
That's awesome.
I'm intrigued.
Maybe it's a little more like spot to spot where you just maybe sit at a station and then a van's a little bit more regular. Kind of like if you ever done the shuttle, you know, between Prescott or Sedona or the airport, stuff like that. Not to mention a competitor's name, but there are other shuttle services in town. So now we actually get one bouncing around our city, which is very cool.
Speaking of bouncing around, NAS Wranglers are playing the Sugar Skulls out of Tucson this weekend. Saturday, March 30th, game starts at 6:05 at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Come out to cheer on your NAS Wranglers as they take on the Tucson Sugar Skulls. What's super cool about this is they're having the rivalry like Bradshaw versus Prescott Bear or Prescott Badgers. Gosh, I can't even think. Bears and Badgers. I think they're doing like what's that game?
Like tug of war.
Tug of war.
Oh, cool. With what? Like the football teams or what?
Yeah, the football teams are going out
so
there.
So like the high school football teams are coming out to tug of war at halftime of this game?
Yeah. Yes, that's and there's sweet. Coupon codes for the school. So if you're like with the Badgers, you can put in this coupon code and get discounted tickets.
Nice. Podcasts, we've got what's the difference between Atlas Cedar and Deodar Cedar? Matt, I would not even know there are multiple types of cedars, but you know who does? Ken Lane. Mountain Gardener.
Ken's got you covered.
Ken and Lisa are going to talk about the difference between those cedars. These gorgeous evergreens bring a bright, beautiful green or blue green to your yard.
Ken's also got other stuff going on this weekend.
What's he got?
He's showing you how to grow better peonies. Saturday, March 30th from 9:30 to 10:30, that wonderful Saturday morning Waters class. That's going to be about growing better peonies. It's a free gardening class at Waters Garden Center in Prescott. It's an in-depth introduction to these flower powerhouses and all the companion plants that grow so well with them. You will be a peony pro after this week's class. For more information and a full schedule of all their stuff they got going on, go to watersgardencenter.com.
I want to be a peony pro.
Yeah.
That sounds very cool.
Let's see. After you go check out Peonies at Waters, there's another fun spring health thing going on.
What?
Yavapai Community Spring Health Fair, Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Yavapai College in Prescott. This fair serves as a comprehensive guide to preventative care, contributing to a healthier community. It's springtime. We don't want that spring cleaning just to be about your closet. We want to get healthier and have a great rest of the year in our healthy bodies. Food boxes by Manzanita Outreach, mobile clinics with essential services, primary care support, and dozens of local organizations will be there. For more information, email Anthony Mancini at azcompletehealth.com. That's Anthony.Mancini at azcompletehealth.com. That sounds awesome. Come out, get healthy at Yavapai College. That seems like a great service with a lot of different organizations out there.
Tons of stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah.
So between Easter egg hunts, doggy hunts.
A little more Easter for the pets. Very cool.
And then we're into summer, right? Mm-hmm.
That's and then all of a sudden it's April. Alicia's going to be whining about how hot it is.
Nope.
Even with her promises to not.
What's the over-under? Because I heard like June 16th, I'd be complaining by.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
I know.
Officially set.
Won't happen. Not one time. Yeah.
Did you guys watch anything this weekend? Do anything cool?
I feel like I did watch something.
Did you?
I started behind the Quiet on Set.
Oh, dude. That has taken over my social media.
Yes. I got through episode one and I'm like, I can't watch it anymore right now. I've got to process and then come back to it. So
we are very similar in age, but that is like prime childhood. That's cutting to the core.
It's killing my childhood.
That's
right
like,
now,
hey,
bit.
We're going to have some dark narrative about Mickey Mouse or something. Mm-hmm. Like, that is brutal.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention that to you guys as far as like, because I was the mom watching my kids watch that. Right? And you know what's funny? As a mom, some of the scenes they were showing
were little.
But I never, and I was a very like helicopter mom. So it was, I didn't let the kids watch certain shows. But I think by the time like iCarly and stuff like that came out, they were like 14, 15, so I was probably not paying
so
as much attention.
So this Quiet on Set is basically a documentary. I haven't seen it, but it's a docuseries. Mm-hmm. It's a couple episodes about all the nefarious, awful things going on with the adults that run the Nickelodeon channel from like, you know, early 2000s to the late 2010s. So most of a certain group of shows, a lot of child actors that we all know. Apparently some really shady, awful stuff was going on behind the scenes. And they've been talking about it for years. Like the
And we all thought they were crazy. Like Amanda Bynes. Yeah. I was like, what is happening? Yeah.
And then the other gal from iCarly.
McCurdy.
Yeah, Jeanette McCurdy had a book come out that obviously was a lot of messed up things about our childhood. But I'm sure it was deeply rooted then in all this other very dysfunctional crap.
My thought is, though, as a parent, these parents want their kids to succeed so much that they're...
Yeah.
And I'm not saying willing to turn a blind eye, but things that you normally wouldn't allow, it's like...
Well, and all that added on to the fact that you're working for a kids brand. This is a whole company based
wholesome,
on kids
right?
entertainment. Yeah. Why would anything be... Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Well, then the kids too. This is... There's so much pressure on them. And then they go, oh, well, it's fine that happened because I'm the breadwinner of the family. My mom depends on this stuff. So much pressure was put on them in every aspect that it was like...
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah, I think that documentary is going to be around for a minute. I think a ton of people are watching it now and... I haven't, but I want to.
It's crazy.
It's going to be in the public eye for a minute.
I don't know if Drake Bell is part of that, but
I haven't
was listening to
yet.
His interviews.
Yeah, right. I heard. Yeah. Sad stuff. Not that it's exactly brighter, but I started watching Severance, which so far is very good. It's the show on Apple TV where the whole premise is you get a device in your brain and you stop existing when you go to work. It completely transforms you into a different person. So you have a life that only exists in the office. And then when you leave the office, it's like the day never happened. So you have this life in two parts. And it's so far, it's crazy. It's got a lot of cool people in it. Christopher Walken is in it. Joe.
I kind of love that concept.
Yeah. That's what I thought at first. It's very dark to hopefully push you away from this idea.
Oh, okay.
But my thought was too, I was like, man, I would have, I never have to work.
Drop yourself off at the gym.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. But it's really cool because then the whole conflict happens between your inner self and your outer self because the inner self is trapped and it tries to contact the outer self to say, quit your job, get me out of here. And the outer self every time is like, screw off, what you're talking about. Back to work.
Yeah.
I'm fine. This is your life now. You get back in there. It's very like Black Mirror-y, like consciousness trapped, dark stuff. It's pretty cool though. Super well done. I think it's Ben Stiller directed it. He's a very talented director.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. That's what I watched. Nothing else exciting going on this weekend. Except Easter.
And then
St. Patty's Day into Easter. Thankfully, we're going to have Easter done by April 1st. So April is just a big vacation month for.
Yeah. Short month that went by super fast.
March.
I felt like it did.
Real quick. Yep. 31 days happened real fast, huh?
Yeah. Super quick. That's cool. All I got.
All right. Hey, we actually made it through that. Good job, guys.
Good job.
Everyone go check out Jessica at the Prescott Job Fair. We'll see you next week with a new producer.
Watch out for those roundabouts. See you, Jessica.